Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting third. The DH, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, John Butcher. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Ward. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam juggles the ball. That's an error on Putnam. Powell moves to second. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Wilfong moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Powell scores. Wilfong moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Redfern, and towards Washington, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills strikes out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette is hit by the pitch. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Engel strikes out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Castano reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger is walked intentionally. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Castano moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-1 in the game. Putnam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Putnam moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Putnam. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Castano applying the tag. Sundberg moves to second. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sundberg moves to third. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive towards first. Putnam reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Butcher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Putnam takes first base on ball 4. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Paquette. Ward reaches second base with a double. Weiniger goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Mark Mercer now pitching. Pete Mackanin pinch hits for Kent Harbeck. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mackanin. The throw from Sundberg, and Wills drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mackanin scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Sundberg and he is out, Wagner applying the tag. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers pinch hits for Mark Wagner. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mario Mendoza now playing shortstop. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams strikes out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Castano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Castano reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castano moves to third. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Castano scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Paquette. Ward reaches second base with a double. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a line drive into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wills for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Engel. Bell reaches second base with a double. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Twins. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Putnam hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Engel. Putnam reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Doug Corbett now pitching. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Texas Rangers, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.